So it was 1917, and American men were called to war.
I did an awful lot of traveling in the Navy.
Are in the home of a gentleman by the name of Albert Errett, who was a seaman in World War I. Hello, Albert. Hello.
Hello.
Where were you, Albert, when you first heard about the war?
Well, I was across Wisconsin. I was in high school. Well,
Did you enlist in the Navy?
Yes, I enlisted in the Navy.
How did your mother feel about that?
My mother figured that after I enlisted in the Navy, she'd never see me alive again.
When did you...
I enlisted in the Navy on April the 19th in 1917.
Where did you go then, Albert?
The Great Lakes.
Great Lakes. And did you have a training period?
Yeah. From there I went down to Norfolk, Virginia.
And what did you do in Norfolk?
At Norfolk, at Newport News, Virginia.
So just to get aboard the ship?
And when we got aboard, it rained cats and dogs.
It rained cats and dogs? That's a lot of rain. Albert, do you remember the name of the ship?
Yeah, I do.
What was the name of the ship?
Kearsarge, USS Kearsarge.
And where was the ship going?
Where was it going?
Mm-hmm.
Just patrolling.
Patrolling the American coast or the European coast?
The United States ship.
Then it was a United States ship. But were there any other men you knew on the ship?
No.
I didn't
know anybody aboard ship.
And then it was a different experience, wasn't it? Can you remember some of the things that happened on the ship? Did you have good food?
Yeah, the food is always good.
Do you remember what you had to eat?
Beans.
Lots of beans. Good old Navy beans. What were your duties on the ship?
Once in a while, there's a little rock in it.
A little what?
Little rock. Stones, you know.
Oh, you're just joking. Right?
Yeah.
You're joking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our holiday meals are always very
special?
We had good food.
Mm-hmm. What were your duties on the ship?
Huh?
What work did you have to do on the ship?
Signaling.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little about that? I wouldn't know how to signal. How did you do that? All right, I see then you had to signal by hand.
By hand or light.
Mm-hmm. What other ships saw you? The American ships? Other American ships or other?
American ships, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did your ship go?
To Boston first.
Mm-hmm.
Then from Boston, I went down to Guantanamo Bay.
Cuba? Mm-hmm. Then where did you go?
We went on a couple of trips with troops on them.
To Europe?
They had our battleship, the only one that was ever...
Did you have guns on your battleship?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to fire the guns?
Did what?
Did you have to fire the guns?
No.
Especially...
No,
certain people were trained to do that? And you were trained to signal.
Yeah.
So then you ended in Europe, and you said you went to France?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about France?
Oh, yeah. That is best, mostly.
How did you like France? How did you like France?
I liked it all right.
Anything?
I think the French national anthem is a beautiful song.
Beautiful.
Sing the French national anthem.
Well, I know, but one line.
That's beautiful. Sing it.
Thou shalt emperor abroad and osio.
Oh, you liked the French kids too, did you? Did you like the French children?
The French children were wonderful. And they keep hollering at you, chocolat, chocolat, chocolat. They keep hollering like that until they got some chocolate candy.
That was kind of fun, wasn't it? Albert, how long did you stay in France?
We had 10-day leave.
Then you didn't actually see any battle going on in France, did you? Did you see anything of the war in France?
Kermit Roosevelt, one of Teddy Roosevelt's boys, was in the... his friend was down in Belleau Woods.
Did he get killed?
Yeah.
And you all heard about that. Did you see anything else or hear anything else?
Wasn't the tree standing?
In France?
Yeah.
Which city was that?
With a load of troops.
Where were you when you heard the war was over?
One day out of breath. I breathed out in France.
How did you feel about that? Was that a happy time?
Happy, I guess so.
Did you celebrate?
Oh, yes.
How did you hear the news? How did you hear the news?
By megaphone.
Albert, how was your homecoming?
There was no such thing as a homecoming.
Oh. Why not? What happened?
You were in the service. You didn't get discharged.
You had to stay in until things were really settled and taken care of. Eventually you got home, didn't you?
Huh?
Were your people glad when you eventually got home?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Albert, I'm glad you got home well, too. And it was really wonderful to be here with you. And we'll see you again.
I enjoyed this too.
Wonderful. Thank you, Albert. Many people in Prairie du Sec remember Albert Arendt as being a very fine postmaster for many years. It's interesting, too, how people are stationed overseas during a time of war, and even though it's a very sad, traumatic time, there's something about the countries people are stationed in that they become attracted to. There's a nostalgia. They learn to love the people, the food, the country they're in, and even the national anthem. So we'll share with Albert Arendt the nostalgia he has for France.